Earlier this morning, the Senate Judiciary Committee voted along party lines to advance the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the U.S. Supreme Court. However, a final vote won't be scheduled until an FBI investigation has been completed. The Senate Judiciary Committee spent nearly 9 hours hearing testimony and asking questions. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh responded to allegations of sexual assault from his accuser, Christine Blasey Ford. Now, at the University of Hawaii's Richardson School of Law, a group of students watched the hearing live yesterday. HPR's Ryan Finnerty was there.
UH Law Professor Linda Krieger canceled her morning class, organized a live screening, and led a discussion of the Kavanaugh hearing as it played out. During a break in the questioning, she told me how she has been using the hearings as a teachable moment.
Well, you know, I think one of the things that's very hard for law students to learn, but that's critical in working with people when they're going from being concerned citizens to being lawyers, is to understand how procedure and how institutions influence outcomes, right? We think of outcomes as being entirely reflective of the merits of the facts, but the way a process gets set up, the procedural rules, the evidentiary rules, the structures of the process have a huge impact on what happens. And one of the things that I hope our students will understand from being able to watch what's going on right now in Congress is that if we destroy our institutions, right, for partisan gain on either side, right, if we violate norms of collegiality, of inclusion, of fair adversarialism, if we allow the party in power, whichever party it is, to structure what are the rules going to be, who's going to testify, what evidence is going to come in, then we're going to lose that which makes our system special. I hope that our students will see from this that it's not just important that they be politically involved. They have to be the people who protect the institutions, who protect the rules of evidence, who protect the rules of civil procedure, who protect norms of collegiality, who protect norms of inclusion. Right, who say no to hyper-partisanship and outcome orientation. And that's what I think is so special about this moment as a teaching moment, is people can understand how the things that they're studying in other classes that might seem kind of abstract and unimportant are critically important to how things turn out in the real world. Like right now, as they're watching Dr. Blasey Ford's testimony, and now they're watching Judge Kavanaugh's testimony. The Senate, the committee leadership, Senator Grassley and the people he's working with, structured this hearing so that all that came in that suggested that these events occurred as Dr. Blasey Ford said they occurred was her testimony. Right, her opening statement and her testimony. And that went first, right? They heard that first. After she testified, they then had Judge Kavanaugh's live testimony, Judge Kavanaugh's calendars, statements of four people who were not present at the hearing and so whose statements couldn't be cross-examined. All tending to support Judge Kavanaugh's position that the events hadn't occurred. So the committee chair, Senator Grassley, has sort of preset what the record is going to be by what they allowed to come into the hearing and what they didn't. So there's no way that that's not going to allow them to conclude that these events didn't happen or that the evidence is so imbalanced as to whether it happened or not.
During his statements, Brett Kavanaugh referred to the proceedings as a circus and said that his treatment would deter young people from public service in the future. I asked Professor Krieger what she thought about that claim.
Look, I think if anyone expects to be seriously considered for membership on the United States Supreme Court, they have to expect their entire life to be placed under a microscope. So I actually think that calling the proceeding a circus is unfair, is destructive of trust in our institutions, and is designed simply to distract from the merits of the decision that needs to be made.
Aris Springs is a second-year law student at UH, originally from Guam. He also disagreed with Kavanaugh's stance.
Well, I don't think that it's going to deter you if you haven't done anything bad, you know? I mean, I feel like if I ever applied for, to be a judge, I would hope that, I wouldn't have anything like this on me. I mean, it just makes sense. It would deter people, but more than likely it's going to deter people who have committed some type of, sexual assault of some kind. I feel like if anything, it's good. It holds people accountable. It holds, it makes people think twice before they actually go forward with, going into a position where you're going to have some control, a large control over people's lives,
Renette Kawakami is an attorney and associate dean at the Richardson Law School. She says that law students can learn more than just professional lessons from this situation.
It's not just political. There's an important professional responsibility component to this. How do I conduct myself even before you even think about going to law school? Am I a good person? Am I going out and getting horribly drunk and not remembering what I did the night before? How I treat others, and not just the people that are my friends, but how you treat everyone, just because someone's not from the same social status as you. So this is what we try to teach our students, this professionalism, this professional responsibility, that you don't just be nice to those who are privileged or run in your privileged circles. You need to be good to everyone. So this is an important lesson for all our students from the historical viewpoint, also from the personal, the kind of people that they're going to be, the kind of lawyers they're going to be, the kind of movers and shakers, hopefully leaders of the community that they will be.
Despite the bitter partisanship on display at the hearing, Professor Krieger expressed hope that we can return to an environment of civility in public discourse.
I am very hopeful that the generation of people who are now in college, in law school, that they will restore trust and collegiality and mutual respect, because I think right now a tremendous amount of damage has been done and continues to be done. And so it's going to be critically important that young people understand what's at stake in terms of norms and collegiality and civility and cooperation across the aisle, and that they restore that tradition.
Ryan Finnerty for The Conversation.
And that was local reaction to the Kavanaugh hearings. As we mentioned, the Judiciary Committee advanced the nomination earlier this morning on a party line vote. However, the final confirmation vote on Brett Kavanaugh's nomination has been delayed for a week to allow for the FBI to conduct investigation.